Good morning and welcome to this daily devotion from Cram and Kirk on Saturday, the 11th of April. Let's begin with words from Psalm 13. I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Let us pray. Lord God, the silence is unbearable. The day seems long. We catch ourselves asking, where are you, as we stand in no man's land today. Remind us as we wait for the good news of tomorrow, that you have not left us. You are here. Amen. This morning, the Bible reading is from Matthew 27, verses 57 through to 66, and it's the burial of Jesus in the guard of the tomb. There's two things that are said to test the seamanship of a sailor: a storm and a dead calm. As we arrive on Holy Saturday's far shore of the Holy Week's troubled waters, we look back at the storm we have just passed through as we remember betrayal, torture and death. Yet today we find ourselves sitting in a dead calm waters. We find ourselves waiting for tomorrow to come. Today, though, we remember the human side of the story. The cast of characters in today's story includes Joseph of Arimathea and Pilate, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, the Pharisees and the chief priests, and the soldiers standing guard. It is a cast made up of the dedicated, the newcomers, the oddly sympathetic, the fearful and the powerful. For we are reminded today that God's story is so big that we all have a place within it. So join me in reading the words anew and being reminded that we too have a place in God's story. Let's hear the word of God. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is the day after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember what that impostor said while he was still alive. After 3 days, I will rise again. Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He has been raised from the dead.' And the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone. Let's turn now in prayer, and the prayer is taken and adapted from a South African prayer. Let us pray. Lord God of love, it seems impossible that anyone would give what you did to save men and women like us. But you gave yourself freely for our sakes. It seemed unimaginable that anyone could love the way you did, including outcasts, rebels, and even the persecutors, and refusing to strike back. But you loved so much that you laid down your life for our sakes. It seems inconceivable that anyone would offer the forgiveness that you did, even as nails pierced your flesh and the cross was stained with your blood. But you did not hold our sins against us, and took on yourself the suffering that should have been ours. Forgive us that we have allowed greed and violence, pride and deceit, bitterness and coldness to have a place in our hearts. In this place today of stillness, on this day as we find ourselves in the dead calm storm of no man's land, fill us again with your immeasurable grace, your unending love and your unconquerable life, that we may be changed and show your love in our actions today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this daily devotion from Cram and Kirk. All the information can be found in the box above and on the church website. And until we meet again, may God bless us all. Bye-bye.